Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about teachers. It's about the way that the teacher will be resurrected on the day of resurrection. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I inform you who the absolutely most generous one is? Allah is the most generous one. He is the absolutely most generous person. He is the absolutely most generous one. And I am the most generous of Adam's offspring. And the most generous from amongst you after me is the man who has been taught knowledge and subsequently spreads his knowledge to others." Right? After the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet said that after me, the most generous person is the teacher, somebody who gains knowledge, who learns something, and then teaches it to others. The station of the teacher or the mu'allim is very high in Islam. Many, many hadiths have been narrated and transmitted from our infallibles, alayhimus salam, regarding the virtue and the superiority of the teacher. Unfortunately, in today's society and in this era, unfortunately, teachers are not given the respect that they truly deserve. Teachers are, not given the pay they deserve, unless it's a teacher who teaches in a very prestigious university or something like that. Even they themselves, they don't get the respect and the reward that they really deserve from society. But this is actually an un-Islamic, approach to teaching, as you can see from this very beautiful hadith from the Prophet. In continuation, the Prophet Muhammad said, "He will be raised on the day of resurrection as a community in himself." Right? He will be raised as a community, as an ummat. Right? This is one of the Quranic concepts. The Quran describes certain great individuals as being communities in and of themselves. Right? For example, Allah Ta'ala, He describes the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, as being an ummat, as a community. Perhaps, there's been discussions about what this actually refers to. And, a lot of Quranic commentators, a lot of our scholars have pointed out that perhaps this indicates and alludes to the fact that, this person, because he's so great, He has so many virtues, right? All of the virtues that exist in different people, right? Separated in different people. Like, for example, one person in this community is generous. One person is knowledgeable. One person is, he's very pious. All these different virtues that exist separately in different people, all of them exist in this one person, right? That's why they call him an ummah, right? He's self-sufficient, right? He is, He has in himself everything that a community would need in order to survive. And this is a virtue that, according to this hadith, exists in the teacher. In continuation, the Prophet said, "And after him is the man who is generous in giving up his life for Allah, mighty and exalted, and is killed for him, the shaheed." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the status of the teacher in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد